This is Northwest News from KNKX. Throughout the week, we're going to take a closer look at some of the issues in this year's election. Homelessness is at the top of many voters' minds, and it's a source of anger. A recent poll by Crosscut and Elway found more than half of voters in Seattle call homelessness the most important issue, and nearly two-thirds disapprove of the city's response. Just a few years ago, that frustration might have been contained in the state's largest city. But homelessness has since come to dominate politics in many other communities as well. It's driving debates about affordability and enforcement. KNKX South Sound reporter Will James has been covering homelessness and spoke with All Things Considered host Ed Ronco about the race for mayor of Olympia.
First things first, Will, why Olympia?
Well, we're all familiar with homelessness in Seattle, or at least we've heard of it. But over the past couple of years, we've seen this issue become more visible in a lot of communities that used to be considered these affordable havens outside Seattle, places like Tacoma, Puyallup, Burien, Aberdeen, and Olympia. In fact, in Olympia, last year, we saw the number of unsheltered people in the city's downtown increase tenfold in a matter of weeks. And this is the first election since that period. I covered a debate in Olympia recently, and I spoke to some voters afterward and asked them, what is the most important issue in this race?
Homelessness is definitely, I think, one of the biggest issues in our community and how to address it.
Well, homelessness is obviously a significant part of our decision making.
It just has appeared to be almost exponential over the last few years.
Well, as you heard today, homelessness is the number one issue in Olympia.
So you get the picture. In fact, you could say this election is a referendum on how well the city has managed homelessness.
And they'll be voting on many things in Olympia, but let's talk about the mayor's race in particular, the candidates there. We have the mayor, Cheryl Selby, who's running for re-election.
Right. A little about her. She's been in office for 4 years. She used to be a business owner downtown.
I sold women's active sportswear and travel clothing. My tagline was style for your active life.
She's the incumbent, so she's pointing to things the city has already done to respond to homelessness. Olympia opened a sanctioned camp downtown where more than 100 people now live. They've created a tiny house village for about 40 additional people. The city's also declared a state of emergency. They hired a homeless response coordinator. And voters actually also passed tax increases to build housing for people who are homeless and to increase police patrols downtown. So Selby has this record to point to, but at the same time, voters don't always see that progress in their communities.
For a politician, a record can be either a list of accomplishments or it can be time in office by which you've accrued baggage in the eyes of voters.
Exactly. So at the same time, Selby is saying this is a huge crisis. We're just one small city, so bear with us.
I'm a very positive person, so I always have hope that things are going to get better. That said, it's like two steps forward, one step back. People want to make it really simple, but it's one of the most complex issues of our times.
Okay, so that's the mayor, Cheryl Selby. Who is the mayor running against?
The mayor's challenger this year is actually one of her colleagues on the city council, Nathaniel Jones. Mm-hmm. What you need to know about Jones is, well, Olympia is the state capital, right?
Mm-hmm.
He used to help oversee the Capitol campus.
The physical state capitol.
Right.
I was responsible for managing the infrastructure, the utilities on the Capitol campus, as well as the grounds and the security as well.
In this mayor's race, he's in a kind of delicate position. He's been on the council for years, sitting right up there with the mayor. So he's pointing to the city's record as well, saying we have done something. But at the same time, he's running against the mayor, so he's saying we need a change of leadership on this issue.
What we're finding is that all of that effort, with some investments that have been made and a real focus, we still are losing ground.
Jones, as you might expect for someone who used to work with pipes and sewer lines, is really interested in how things work. So he's calling for tweaks in the way the city responds to homelessness. He's saying the city really needs to accelerate its construction of housing and also might need to tie the city dollars that go to nonprofit service providers to results and outcomes in some way.
It doesn't sound like there's a huge gulf between these two candidates. You've got two people who have been holding city office already. What exactly is the debate here? How are they differentiating themselves?
The two stories you tend to hear about homelessness are, number one, that homelessness is purely an economic issue. It's a matter of people not being able to afford housing. And two, that it's primarily an enforcement issue, right? It's needles on the sidewalk. But what you see in Olympia this year is both candidates trying to kind of walk a line between those two extremes, trying to balance them. And a key question in this race is which candidate is going to be more successful at striking that balance.
Well, and this is the conversation, Will, that we hear not just in Olympia, but in Seattle and Tacoma and Port Angeles and Bellingham and all over our region. And I would imagine that voters are struggling with that same dichotomy, that they can see both sides of this argument too.
That's exactly right. In Olympia, what you see is voters trying to figure out which of those stories they believe, trying to balance their compassion for people who are homeless with the frustration they feel about how homelessness has changed the way their city looks and feels. After that debate that I covered, I spoke with a voter named Beth Tribwell, who just retired from her job as a financial advisor in Olympia, and she's really grappling with this.
I consider myself really liberal, but when I watch who's being elected and the way they talk about things, the thing that comes to my mind is, oh, those liberals. I mean, and so they're so liberal that it feels like we're afraid to hurt people's feelings and talk about the realities.
And you can hear in her voice there, Will, that she's really taking time to think about what she wants to say. She's walking on eggshells a little bit too.
Exactly. In her view, there are some people who just simply can't afford housing. But she says there are other factors like drug use that aren't being addressed. And she did admit she's one of those people who now doesn't feel comfortable walking downtown.
So, I mean, I'm very empathetic, and I also realize that I'm afraid, and that's not good either.
Did she say who she's going to vote for?
She says, given how she feels right now, it's really hard for her to vote for an incumbent. But she says she has a lot to learn about both candidates and a lot of thinking to do as well.
Will James, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.